Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ABC's Luke Barr is joining us this morning from Washington, talking Ring security cameras and some pretty explosive charges surrounding them, Luke.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me. So those Ring security cameras, you know, inexpensive security cameras that people can hook up to their houses or on their doors, they weren't really fully secure for years, according to the Federal Trade Commission. The video doorbell company allegedly gave every employee full access to every customer video before 2017 and failed to patch bugs in their system that allowed hackers to access cameras and scare consumers. The FTC federal complaint says that was filed this week, guys.
Can you describe some of the things that were done with these videos that people didn't realize were being watched?
Yeah, so the FTC says the dangerously overbroad access employees received led to at least one employee viewing thousands of video recordings belonging to at least 81 unique female users, including customers and Ring employees, of those Ring stick-up cams. So basically the ones that you put in your bedroom or in your living room to watch your dog. The employee focused on searches such as master bedroom, master bathroom, or even a spy cam during a three-month period, and then was only detected when a supervisor saw him doing it.
Any word from Ring itself regarding these claims?
So Ring is saying that they're happy to have this behind them, and that they promptly addressed the issues on hand well before the FTC began its inquiry. And, of course, Ring was purchased by Amazon in 2018, and Amazon was committed to sort of reshaping and retooling the security posture for the company.
Have there been any charges associated with these invasions of people's privacy?
There haven't yet, but if you remember during the pandemic, there were reports that people were getting their Ring cameras hacked. The FTC says Ring allegedly knew about it and didn't patch their security systems. So it was people were getting talked to, people were getting racial slurs being tossed at them. And Ring didn't do anything about it until the FTC says they were sort of exposed through reports and through videos, and then they patched their systems. But, you know, as far as that goes, there's been no criminal charges. The only thing that, has been come down on Ring is a nearly $6 million fine paid to the FTC.
And, of course, a whole lot of, you know, humiliation and embarrassment for the company to come out of that, too.
That's right. That's right. Ring says that they've patched all their systems now, and they're only allowing sort of a limited number of employees to access consumer video.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.